Last week, Mariam Mirzakhani, a 37-year-old Iranian-born mathematician who works at Stanford University, became the first woman to win the Fields Medal. This is the highest honor in math, and it's often called the Nobel Prize of Mathematics. There is some surprising new social science research, however, into what happens to mathematicians who win the Fields Medal. And to tell us about it, we're joined in the studio by NPR social science correspondent Shankar Vedantam, who joins us each week on the program. Shankar, welcome back.
Hi, David.
So what's this new research?
Well, the research asks, what's the effect of winning a big prize at an early age? How does it affect your future productivity? A couple of economists, Kirk Doran at Notre Dame and George Borjas at Harvard, decided to look at winners of the Fields Medal to answer this question. And they looked at the Fields Medal for a couple of reasons. The first is that mathematicians tend to keep great data on productivity, who publishes papers, when they publish the papers, how they're doing in their
careers. Who better to keep that kind of data than mathematicians themselves?
Exactly. And the second thing that's interesting is the Fields Medal is unusual in that it's given out only once every 4 years, and it only goes to mathematicians who are under the age of 40.
Okay, so explain why that makes it a really good medal to sort of look at here.
The reason that's really good, David, is that you can now track the future productivity of people because you're giving the prize to them just as they're hitting the peak of their careers. Now, last week, for example, 4 people won the Fields Medal. But what this means is that if you're 37 years old and you were not one of those winners, you're never going to win the Fields Medal because it's given out every 4 years. What Doran and Bohr has realized is that they could compare the productivity of people who won the Fields Medal against the productivity of those 37-year-old people who didn't win the Fields Medal and compare what the productivity of these two groups are. And Doran told me that when he did this, he found something really striking.
People who win the Fields Medal produce many fewer papers after winning than one would have guessed from the previous trends in their output, or from the trends of a very similar control group.
Wait a minute. The prize actually makes people less productive? In a way, why is that happening?
Well, Doran and Borjas analyzed why this was happening, and what they find is that mathematicians who win this big prize start trying their hand at unrelated fields in mathematics. It's as though before the prize, these mathematicians are really single-minded about their specific area of study, but after they win this huge accolade, they say, let me go try do something else. And when you get into a new field, there's this learning curve, so it's not surprising that your productivity in this new discipline would start to fall. The irony here, David, is that this prize was set up by John Charles Fields to encourage mathematicians to pursue these chosen fields, the fields that they have picked. And in fact, the idea was if you reward young mathematicians, people under 40, it'll spur them to do even more in these very narrow disciplines. Here's Doran again.
I think it's not what John Charles Fields expected. He expected that in giving people a prize to honor and extol their previous work, that would encourage them to do more of the same work. What we find is that, you know, the opposite takes place.
And if the opposite is taking place here, Shankar, does that mean this prize is totally backfiring?
So there's different ways to look at it, I think, David. I mean, you could make the argument, for example, that the Fields Medal is so prestigious that it's encouraging people to do amazing work in the first place. And so it's clearly driving a lot of really good work. It also might be the case these mathematicians always wanted to do other things, and the prize is liberating them to do it. So from their point of view, it could be a very good thing. The question in my mind really is how you think about genius. Are there people who are so smart that you can just take them from one field and plonk them in another field, and they're going to continue to do spectacular work, in which case what's happening with the Fields Medal is just great because you're taking these very smart minds and putting them in new disciplines. On the other hand, if you think of genius as really being domain-specific, people are really good at doing this one narrow thing, then taking them away from that narrow thing into other fields, you would have to argue is counterproductive.
Shankar, you're really good at covering social science research. Stick with it, okay?
I'll try and do that, David.
Appreciate it. Good you're with us. It's NPR's Shankar Vedantam. He regularly joins us to talk about social science research. Follow him on Twitter at Hidden Brain, and you can follow this program at NPR Green, at Kelly McEvers, and at Morning Edition.